You're listening to SBS News.
Ahead of the high-stakes meeting with Vladimir Putin, US President Donald Trump said he would know within 2 minutes of meeting the Russian leader whether it would be a success. It took almost 3 hours before the leaders emerged from the meeting behind closed doors. It was the first face-to-face meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin since 2019, with the Russian leader ostracized by Western leaders since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. After their meeting, Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin emerged to speak before reporters in Anchorage, but they took no questions.
I believe we had a very productive meeting. There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite gotten there, but we've made some headway. So there's no deal until there's a deal. I will call up NATO in a little while. I will call up, and I'll, of course, call up President Zelensky.
Mr. Trump later told Fox News he rated the meeting a 10 out of 10, even though he revealed no details of the points of agreement and disagreement.
But there's not that much. There's, you know, one or two pretty significant items, but I think they can be reached. Now it's really up to President Zelensky to get it done. And I would also say the European nations, they have to get involved a little bit, but it's up to President Zelensky. And if they'd like, I'll be at that next meeting. They're going to set up a meeting now between President Zelensky and President Putin and myself, I guess. Not that I want to be there, but I want to make sure it gets done. We have a pretty good chance of getting it done.
It's a change in the tone Mr. Trump had a few weeks ago when he issued an August 8th deadline for Mr. Putin to show a genuine commitment to a ceasefire or face stronger sanctions. At the post-meeting press conference, Mr. Putin was keen to cast the meeting as a success for him in receiving the invitation, but also on the prospect of a Russian-US economic reset.
I expect that today's agreement will be the starting point, not only for the solution of the Ukrainian issue, but also will help us bring back business-like and pragmatic relations between Russia and the U.S.
He says he's not shifted his position on the full-scale invasion in Ukraine.
We're convinced that in order to make the settlement lasting and long-term, we need to eliminate all the primary roots, the primary causes of that conflict, and we've said it multiple times, to consider all legitimate concerns of Russia and to reinstate a just balance of security in Europe and in the world on the whole.
And at the end of the press conference, Mr. Putin was eager to secure another meeting with the U.S. president.
Thank you very much, Vladimir.
Next time in Moscow.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I'll get a little heat on that one, but I could see it possibly happening. Thank you very much, Vladimir.
Thank you.
And thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Matthew Sussex is a fellow at the Australian National University's Strategic and Defence Studies Centre. He says there was a lot of theatre and optics involved in the high-stakes visit, and Mr. Putin got what he wanted.
Yes, it's certainly a win for Vladimir Putin. The optics of it were that, he came to American territory, but American territory in Alaska, which of course previously was part of the Russian Federation. And there was a lot of media talk in Russia and billboards going up saying, Alaska is Russian and we will take that back. So he got a photo opportunity with Donald Trump. So it makes him look respected and valued and making the American president travel all the way to Anchorage to meet him. And at the same time, he basically dodges those sanctions that Trump had threatened.
Mark Kansian is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. He says despite the convivial language between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin, the Alaska summit was planned haphazardly from start to finish.
The press conference was startling, even bizarre, in the sense that the meeting was expected to last maybe 6 hours and broke up after about three. Then the press conference was called very abruptly. The journalists race into the room. The parties come on stage and speak their piece. Putin starts off, then Trump responds, and then they troop off. After a couple of minutes, they take no questions, and Putin gets on his airplane, flies away. And I don't think anyone quite expected a result like that.
He says negotiations to end wars can take a long time to finalize, but there's a positive for Ukraine in that the worst outcome was avoided.
Another encouraging thing was Trump saying that the Europeans and Ukraine, President Zelensky, had to be part of this agreement. And that had not come through quite clearly again about a week ago. The concern is that the pressure will go on to Zelensky to give up territory, to you know, make an end to the conflict and get it over with, as Trump would say it. The Ukrainians are very reluctant to give up territory.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says he's been briefed on the Alaska meeting in a phone call with Mr. Trump. The call also ended with an invitation for him to come to Washington, D.C. on Monday. He says he's accepted the invitation and looks forward to discussing all of the details regarding ending the killing and the war. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.